I got a narcissist in the real world that I get to observe, which doesn't affect my life too much, but I get to observe. And so here's what I noticed, that they use certain tools, and one of their biggest tools is projection. Now, is a narcissist demon possessed? I think so, but I don't think they're always demon possessed. I think the times that they're demon possessed, they're using all these tools. When the times that they're not demon possessed, they're insecure, right? They're very insecure, so they have to call upon a demon to help them, right? I don't necessarily think they're doing it on purpose. I think it's just when they get into a crazy state, you know, their mind goes into craziness, right? So the demon, especially if you're saved and you're around them, so as long as you, when you go around these people, and I think it was Zeph who said this, it's pretty amazing. The fact that you even go around them, the devil takes them over, because the devil has to harass Jesus in you. It's a repeat, it's a fractal. The devil chased down Jesus for 33 years. And so as soon as you get saved, the devil's going to chase you down for a long time. Let's see if it's, because Jesus died at 33. Let's see. I got 3 more years. This is my 30th year. I got 3 more years, and I'll be saved for 33 years. Now, I didn't know all this. I didn't understand. I was surrounded by them and didn't know it. I was being manipulated by them and didn't know it. It's hard for me to admit that I was manipulated by the Jezebel women, the Delilahs, friends, family. I can't believe that I was manipulated. But now, you know, it makes you feel like, you feel like a fool when you first realize you've been lied to your whole life. But it's okay, because these people have demonic spirits from the spirit realm, and so the devil gives them tools. You weren't demon possessed, but they are. So they had the tools for all their life, right? So they've learned to use those tools. Now, they're in the repeat just like you are down here in the natural, but the way they get through the repeat is drugs, drinking, running around, causing drama, causing chaos, because they're actually tired of the repeat, and they know they're dead. That some of them know that they're dead. They know they're dead. So that in order to be alive, they have to create the drama, right? I'm going to get to my point here in a minute. These devils are goats, and they know they're goats, and they know you're sheeple, and they'll do websites like Trap Town to trap you. They'll do websites like Suicide Sheep to pull you in. Because the Bible says that Elijah was a man of like passion as you are, and prayed for 3 years and it didn't rain. So the devil know you have, especially when you're younger, passion in the natural. They know you have passion to get ahead. They know you have a drive to accomplish something, to build something. It's built into every human. But they have a passion to destroy, to rise up. In other words, they have the win-lose mentality. You have the win-win. They have the win-lose. I took an Uber rider one time. Him and his wife or girlfriend, and the other guy who was a Christian, him and his wife, okay? So I took this guy and his friends home after going to the bar, right? Now, the one guy wasn't a drinker because he was saved. He just went to, I guess that was his coworker or boss or something that he was with. Him and his wife went. They didn't get drunk, but the other guy was drunk. Him and his wife or girlfriend were drunk. So I took and dropped him off first. And the house that I dropped him off was like a $1 million house. I mean, it was huge. And the other guy and his wife, I dropped them off. They were in a double-wide mobile home, right? They were in a double-wide mobile home. Now, during the ride, this is going to take about 10 videos, I think, because I really want to get this out here about the narcissistic tools. During the ride, the goat, the million-dollar house, the drunk, the other guy says, do you mind dropping us off two different places? Because I live here, he lives here, it's not too far. I'll throw you a $10 tip. I said, yeah, I don't mind. And the other guy who was drunk, he said, why are you going to give him a $10 tip? He's the enemy. That's what he said. The other guy said, he's not the enemy. He's not the enemy. And he said, ignore him. He's drunk. And his wife said, I can't believe he said that. They see you as the enemy. They're goats. You're the enemy. Why are they going to give you $10 when you're the enemy? They're the goat. They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy. You're the enemy from the get-go. The fact that you're even existing as a saved person, you're the enemy to them. He said it while he was drunk. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And I've heard so many, I've seen so much. I really ought to document them all. They'll come to my mind over time when I have an example. But I'm really documenting these audios because somebody needs to download them and uploads the ones that really they think are going to affect people. I'm just going to start just uploading, boom, 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 boom. For the next year, I'm going to upload stuff because if I throw this out there, my life experience is eventually going to help somebody, maybe one person. And that one person might hit 10 million subscribers, or you never know. Because I know I'm under attack. They're trying to shut me down. They really wanted to shut me down last year. They really tried to kill me last year. They poisoned me. And I found out who was doing it. It was Subway on Spring Garden Street in Greensboro. The guy was, I think it was a black guy. I think he hates white people. And it could have been a Wiccan thing, but I think he just hated white people. I could be wrong. He might not be prejudiced, but he might be something's up. Maybe somebody in there lied about me and said I was this, that, and the other, and he believed the lie, because that's how they do it. Especially if you have an enemy in your own house. Here's what's going to happen with an enemy in your own house. So they're going to befriend you, and they're going to befriend other people. So your wife, you wouldn't marry your wife if you didn't trust her, but she's befriending your enemy. She claimed to be saved, but she's a goat. And so she befriends goats, and goats, she knows you don't go around, you don't want to be a part of them, but so she has to do it in secret. And so she's going around these goats, and you're thinking, everything's cool. You go to work, one of the goats comes to your house. And I'm talking about one of her friends. She brings one of her girlfriends over who's a goat. And you're thinking, what in the world? Because you catch them. They always mess up. You always catch them. Then when it's really bad, you go into the bedroom and you open a drawer and you say, what is this? Whose panties are these? You're not that big. What is wrong with you? I'm not even joking. I'm laughing about it because it don't bother me now. But when you first go through it, it's like, you're mad. You're like, what are you doing, woman? It just makes you mad. But then when you get away from them, you see what it was. It was a demon. It was a scam. It was they want a baby daddy. They got to have a baby daddy at all costs. So they put on that fake face, that painted face, and pretend to be something they're not because they want that baby daddy. And then when they lock them down, get a baby daddy, they think they got you locked down and you can't escape for 18, 20 years. But you can, let me tell you this, you can always escape. That's a fact, Jack. I proved it. I escaped two of them. Two liars. Anyway, you can always escape every situation. You are an escape artist because you got the Holy Spirit. But anyway, it's harder for the saved woman to escape an unsaved man. So I heard this woman told me she dated this guy who ended up being a Satanist, but he pretended to be like a Baptist preacher, but he was a Satanist all along. And so it was hard. It's hard for the woman to escape. It's harder for the woman to escape a goat, a devil, than it is for a man. Man can escape easier. Now, if he's got two or three kids, that's a different story. But you can still get out. It's all a trap. It is a trap town. It's a trap town from the day you're born, because the devil looks at your name. Your name reveals your calling. In the 3D cartoon, your name reveals your calling. And you might say, well, then that means it's already written. Yeah, it's written. God doesn't want anybody to be lost. He wants all men to come to be saved and come to knowledge of truth. But he knew their heart before they were even born. And so your heart writes the script for your life. And that's what I wanted to say about these narcissists. Let me say this real quick. I got to hang up because I got to go in here and get this refund on this food that they messed up on purpose. Let me say this. I got to hang up, but this is so important. What happens is, so a lot of the narcissists know karma, about karma is going to get you, reap what you sow. And so when they realize their situation is looking dire, they'll pretend to be happy. But remember, their heart is corrupt. So they can actually say, everything's wonderful, everything's wonderful, everything's wonderful. They can speak it. But their heart knows, their heart's not in peace, not in joy, not in love, not in truth. So they can speak it all day long to try to change the reflecting pond from jarring back something negative. And this is what they do. So they do the painted face, but they do it with their words. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. When they know it ain't, because they're going back home to get drunk or drugged out of their mind. Because they know it ain't, because their heart ain't right. And you can try all day to speak positive, but if you don't have a renewed heart, regenerated heart, a born-again heart, if your heart ain't right, you can try to make the universe respond to you in a right way all day long, but it's not going to work. They can talk it all day long, but if it ain't in the heart, it's not going to work. And that's where they mess up. That's one of the biggest things about the narcissist that I've noticed. That's what I've been wanting to say for a long time. They know about reap what you sow. They call it karma, but if their heart ain't right, it's not going to respond like they want.